Trash on the Table right now.
The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in panandermic semi-boloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Is that a news story?
It's an old video of him trying to like sell this new technology or something like of space travel or something.
I'll buy five.
But it's like 2.5 minutes of it. You don't. It's that whole time.
Yeah, I can't understand any of it.
He doesn't say one word you understand.
I know. Our friends at Mortgage Rack bring you Trash on the Table. The first thing you need to do in this crazy housing market before you even put the sign in the yard or start shopping is go to MortgageRack.com and find out what you can afford and the perfect payments for you. MortgageRack.com. Mortgage Rack powered by TGC Mortgage. NMLS 2239. If Dunaway, I ask you, or let's ask everyone, your favorite genre of music. Go. Favorite genre.
Rap.
Rap?
God, that's hard for me. I guess alt rock.
Alt rock. Do you listen to Sirius 36 alt?
Yeah, that's probably my main station, but you'll catch me on 47 Fly. You'll catch me on Hot Country 58.
Didn't you say you listened to the show tune station not long ago?
Yeah, Broadway. Yeah. Broadway 72. In fact, Rockstar got in my car the other day.
I was listening to the Ladybird race. I saw the Disney tunes.
Yeah, 302 Disney tunes.
What were they playing?
Something from
Little Mermaid.
I can't never miss. What's it? Moana.
Moana.
Moana. Man, something from Moana.
What about you, Rocky?
A whole new world.
A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes. Alt rock.
Alt rock. Oh, you and Dunaway both alt rock. Well, a study shows a link between preferred musical genres and your capacity for empathy. Those that are empathetic generally like R&B, jazz, slow stuff, soft rock. If you prefer intense dimension genres, such as heavy metal or hard rock, you got a bias towards systemizing or logic-based thinking rather than showing empathy. The same study found a link between type E individuals and music with attributes researchers define as gentle, warm, and sensual. I don't know if I would describe any of you guys as gentle, warm, or sensual. As well as depressing, sad music and songs with emotional depth, such as poetic or thoughtful songs. If you have a type S personality, you gravitate towards high arousal types of music. What is type S? Does anybody know? Because this is Damien. High arousal is rap, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, wait, you don't think that...
So is alt-rock. I'm sorry, Jim. Alt-rock's high arousal.
Yeah,
excuse me.
Every other freckle, that's pretty high arousal.
Strong, tense, and thrilling songs. You're described as strong, tense, and thrilling. That's type S. Hmm. And also have cerebral depth and complexity. I don't know about cerebral depth for all of y'all. The complexity, y'all got that.
It's all. I don't care about the genre. It's all about the lyric to me. I like good lyrics. Yeah. Like I was listening to some Boys to Men the other day. And
all over the place.
Well, yeah.
Jim listened.
And I'd forgotten how they would talk in the middle of their song.
I never knew the song.
Yeah, they're singing, and all of a sudden it's like, "Listen, baby, I'm sorry about what happened."
No, they did do that.
But you just give me one more chance.
Listen, I guarantee it was "End of the Road."
I think it was called "On Bended Knee." Is that one?
That's one of them.
I love "End of the Road." Now, when I was in high school, "End of the Road" was the dance song. Like slow dance song at the school dance.
Yeah.
But he does stop and talk in the middle. But let me tell you what, man, those words have some meaning.
Oh, I know.
Listen to him talk.
I was riding down.
He's got that deep voice.
I was driving to play golf, and I was on my way down to the course, and I was singing along with that song, and then he started breaking it down. And I was like,
Boy, you can feel the pain.
I was driving by an old girlfriend's house at the time. I was like, when that song was popular, I said, I think I was listening to this in 1988 or 1991.
You can feel the pain and into
feel it.
And then right after he does the talk part,
they hit.
It's like a Christian.
Yeah.
It's a church choir.
Yeah, man, you can feel that. All right, here's some odd menu items, some of the oddest in fast food history. Some of you may have had these. Pizza Hut had a Doritos pizza, which had Doritos shards around the perimeter of the pizza, and the crust was stuffed with cheese.
Those business
shards.
Meetings. Well, how are we going to describe them? Well, they're not pieces. Let's just do shards.
Shards. It's like I'm eating glass. Pizza Hut, again, had the cheeseburger stuffed crust. A pizza surrounded by sliders that was only available in the Mideast or UK. Woo!
They also had the hot dog one. Maybe
I do remember that.
What?
Yeah, it's pig in a blanket crust. Yeah. The whole crust had hot dog in it.
It's a little strange.
The KFC folks had a double down dog, a hot dog between fried chicken breast drenched in cheese. Now, I had the double down sandwich that was two chicken breasts with the stuff.
Seems like something you want to take a nap right after.
Yeah, man, it's a lot.
The itis is at full tilt.
Burger King had a mac and Cheetos, puff-shaped tubes of mac and cheese coated in a skin of Cheetos. Taco Bell had the Kit Kat Chocodilla, a dessert item, essentially just Kit Kats melted into a tortilla. Nothing wrong with that. That sounds good, actually. We go to Clearfield County, Pennsylvania now. Two people faced charges there after state police were called to a Dollar General for a report of a woman wearing a hard hat, holding a crock pot lid as a shield, and carrying a bathroom scale.
What's the oddest part? I think the scale.
Yeah, the scale. Yeah. Really,
a crock pot top is a shield. You don't get that very often.
Well, you know, it's glass, a crock pot top. So the minute it breaks, it's a bad shield. Yeah. It's probably going to break on you.
Well, she got a hard hat, so she won't get shards.
That's true.
Shards, back to shards.
She was 25, or still is. I don't think she's dead. Tiffany Kerfoot, 25, was under the influence of drugs. That comes as a shock in this story. Yeah. We see a lot of that in Trash on the Table. She said people were chasing her and trying to hurt her, according to the state police. She told them she saw a murder where she lived with her boyfriend. When troopers went to investigate, the boyfriend said there was no murder and she's got a drug problem. I think we've gotten to the bottom of that.
Well, what do the police do when, like, somebody says there's been a murder and then they go to the house and the owner goes, no, there's been no murder.
No murder. Right. She is. Well, totally right.
You guys enjoy your weekend.
Really sorry to bother you. Yeah. But
at that point, that becomes suspect number one for me.
Yeah. Right.
The guy that says there is no murder.
Yeah.
Let's keep our own.
Because if you come to my house saying there's a murder, I'm like,
No.
Well, let's look into this a little bit.
Well, define murder.
Yes. Hang on, officer. Sweetie, did you kill anybody? Yeah. No, we're good.
Well, the first thing I do is check everybody accounted for in the house.
Right.
Yep, we're good.
Yeah. Four people live here, four people alive. Okay, so we're all good. Now tell me more about this murder.
I want to do a test here. This company called Quality Logo Products has put together what they say are the most famous jingles, commercial jingles. So I just want to throw out the company and see if you guys can do the jingles.
Okay.
All right, these are the most memorable advertising jingles of all time. Number 10, Toys R Us.
Where a kid can be a kid.
No, the jingle, the song. The song.
I thought you were going to give us the song and we were going to name the company.
Well, it's going to be kind of hard when I say, I don't want to grow up. I'm a
Toys R Us kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kit Kat.
Give me a break of that Kit Kat bar.
Give me a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
We'll see. Yeah. I can sing with a little more feeling. This would be a much better.
Give me a piece of that. Yeah.
This is not really a song, but Campbell's Soup.
You had it right there.
Yeah, you did start.
Good.
There you go. That way, Jimmy. This is an easy one. State Farm. It's a song. My gosh, they're on all the time. The State Farm commercials?
I get them all confused.
There's so many.
Like a good neighbor. State Farm
is there. Yeah. Sing it with your chest, Damien, if you know it.
My apologies.
SpaghettiOs. Not really a song. What was it saying?
You remember? Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
That's such a weird tagline.
Why? Uh-oh. Yeah. It's like it was a mistake. Oh, crap. We've got SpaghettiOs.
Mom didn't cook dinner. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
You walk in the door from playing Nerf football in the backyard, and you're fired up. Because your mom sucks at cooking, but she decided to open that can of spaghetti. Uh-oh, look what you did.
Yep.
Queen Bee. SpaghettiOs.
Queen Bee.
Go on, Queen. It's not really a song, but Lucky Charms. What's their tagline? Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Very good, David. There we go.
You did your little leprechaun.
Yeah, it was close to a leprechaun.
He did the fist, too.
What about Rice Krispies? What's their tagline?
Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. No, wait.
what a relief it is.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Oh, what a relief to get those. All right, here you go, boys. This one's an easy one. Give me the song.
I am stuck on Band-Aid.
Ricola cough drops.
Ricola!
Tastes like ass.
Rockstar. McDonald's. Give me the song.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And then the number one. They say this is the most memorable advertising jingle of all time. Nationwide.
Nationwide is on your side.
Everyone says go Roll Tide.
Peyton Manning, really big in those now.
He is.
Yeah.
That is Trash on the Table. And it is presented by our friends at Mortgage Right, MortgageRight.com. The first thing you do, the first thing before you even put that sign in the yard and start shopping for a house is visit our friends at MortgageRight.com, powered by TJC Mortgage, MortgageRight, NMLS 2239.